Pre-K advocates gathered in Philadelphia today to hear from Mayor Jim Kenney and national early childhood experts. The event, hosted by the William Penn Foundation, was billed as a way to capitalize on national momentum for universal pre-K. But the universal part of that equation was not a top priority, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Mayor Jim Kenney spent a lot of his 10-minute speech stumping for the sugary beverage tax he's requesting to expand pre-K, and railing against opponents of the proposal. That, of course, included soda companies.
These companies have advertised and marketed for generations in poor, underserved neighborhoods. They have made their billions off of poor, underserved neighborhoods.
But perhaps his biggest applause line came from a seemingly wonky aside.
Okay, I like to say quality pre-K as opposed to universal, because universal is important, but quality is more important than universal.
The implication was that Kenney won't rush to get all Philadelphia kids in pre-K, but instead focus on expanding the number of high-quality seats. Others echoed that line, including Libby Doggett, who heads the Office of Early Learning for the U.S. Department of Education.
Stick with the quality. We'd rather have fewer seats and have them high quality.
A recent report from the City Commission on Universal Pre-Kindergarten defines high-quality centers as those with well-trained staff and evidence-based standards. Head Start programs meet the high-quality criteria. So too do private caregivers who've earned either 3 or 4 stars in Pennsylvania's Keystone Stars rating system. The commission's report also recommends Philadelphia focus first on adding high-quality seats in poor neighborhoods with a shortage of good pre-K options. The extent of that expansion still depends on city council, and some influential members of council have questioned the need to make free pre-K universal. They've been hinting that Kenney's proposal wouldn't be so expensive if it targeted needy kids first. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.
And this disclosure, the William Penn Foundation supports WHYY.